Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, I'm good, but Bickers, stop harping on about the origin. State versus state, mate versus mate. We get it, mate. We get it.
I watched Younger last night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you?
Yeah, watched MasterChef, then Younger.
Is that show not done?
No, they're drip feeding you an ep a week.
Are they?
Okay. And I'm a bit behind, so anyway, I watch that.
What happens as they get older and younger? Or is that not the plot? What is the plot?
There's only been two seasons. Actually, no, there's been more seasons.
So not enough seasons to know the plot of the show?
Sorry, I forget, because I watch them in order. I forget how many seasons there's been. Anyway, they're not aging a lot, the answer to your question.
Okay,
they're not getting a lot older.
Oh, God. So where did you watch Origin?
I didn't watch Origin.
So where have you got your recap? Did you watch the replay this morning?
No.
Okay.
Seven seasons. Thank you, Belle.
There's been seven seasons.
And they haven't aged. How good is that cast?
Two.
Then maybe they are aging. I'm aging this whole segment, to be honest. No, I haven't got a recap. I don't need a recap. Don't require a recap.
I've got a bit from Origin last night. Obviously, I watched the whole thing, but I've got a bit that I think you will love. Because they started talking about something that I was like, are we talking about this just before Origin kicks off? I'll bring it to you next.
Gary and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The biggest sporting night of the year, the biggest TV ratings night of the year happened last night. State of Origin, mate versus mate and state versus state. And because you were so excited about it that you turned it on when?
Who won?
Queensland got absolutely smashed.
Right.
New South Wales won easy. Which makes...
Were they expected to win? Who was expected to win?
New South Wales were expected to win, yes. Which makes this tweet, I think, even more confusing. This came from the Queensland police. Would you like to read the tweet? So,
sure.
So it was meant to happen at the MCG, but due to the
COVID
lockdown down in Melbourne, it went up to Townsville.
Just as well, because last night in Melbourne, they had an absolute
stinker.
Absolute gale force winds flooding everything. So it was good.
Have a read of this tweet that you would expect.
Queensland police have put out a tweet saying Queensland police is investigating the disappearance of the Maroons' winning edge, missing since 8:10 p.m. in Townsville. Concerns are held for the Maroons as his behaviour is out of character. Investigations indicate it was last seen in the company with Kurt Capewell. Please return it to QRL.
Do you think that's wise for Queensland Police to do that?
Don't they always do stuff like that? Aren't they the police?
I don't know. I haven't been following their Twitter.
I feel like they always do funny stuff like that.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they do.
I think there's a few police stations that get around
that. I like police with a sense of humour.
Do you? Yeah, same. They're good on them. Hey, just before the match started, they crossed to legend of the game, Phil Gould, down by the sidelines, and he delivered a rousing speech before the game. And what would you think he'd quote? If he was going to quote something before the game, what do you think it would be?
Oh, like a really, famous sports star that's gone on to achieve the impossible or something.
Or maybe even a war speech,
someone
like that. You know, a Churchill or someone like that. You know what I was not expecting him to quote? Lord of the Rings.
There was a passage I read in the Game of Thrones many years ago.
I got it wrong.
The son asked the question, is it possible for a man to still be considered brave when on the inside he's truly afraid? To which his father replied, when you're truly afraid, that's the only time a man can be brave. And that's what you'll see tonight. Nerves, insecurity, fear, it will give way to courage and bravery. It'll give way to the commitment you have to your teammates and your state. It'll give way to the commitment you have to do whatever's necessary to win. Why? Because that's what Origin players do. And above all else, these boys want to be Origin players. Let's cheer on these brave souls and let's hope they can be Origin players tonight.
Because how are you feeling?
Well, he quoted a made-up story.
Yes, I know. I was not expecting to hear a bit of fantasy. And then I at the start of it, it made me start laughing. But then by the end of it...
Yeah, to be fair, as it went on, I laughed at first. And by the end, I was ready to take to the field.
I was ready to punch a book. And it made me think of some of the great, rousing sporting speeches I've heard of all time. My favourite comes from the amateur
leagues. You're not going to ask me my favourite, are you?
No, I'm going to come to you next. We've got some time to think about it. My favourite comes from the amateur leagues. I have no idea what team this is from. I just love the captain here. He goes into just the most specific detail. You can tell he wants to talk about this thing that happened at the Olympics, and that's about as much as he knows.
So, I don't know if anybody saw the Olympics. Somewhere in the 80s, there was this chick that did this marathon, and she, fair enough, she come 10th or 20th or something like that, but that's not important. The poor bitch was running. She actually crawled to the line. She didn't give up. She pushed herself, she pushed herself, she pushed herself to near exhaustion. That's what I'm asking out of you, bros, is to push yourself right to the final hurdle and take this prize away from these.
Probably too many swear words.
It's a lot of swear words. The way you referred to the poor woman wasn't good.
I like when it goes, she's 10th or 20th or...
Doesn't matter.
The Olympics in the 80s, I think. I don't know.
The devil is not in the detail in a pump-up speech. So it's more about the passion than really what you're saying.
Yes.
Is anyone actually
I think there's a rhythm as well. You've got to start low and a bit of stuff and then by the end of it, you're really just yelling.
Yes. Mention Game of Thrones at some point in there.
Yeah.
I thought... I'm feeling okay about today's show, but I'm not real up and about. I'm not like I feel at the end of those rousing speeches. And I thought maybe this is where our listeners could come into it. 13 10 60. Can you get Bickers and I pumped
this
up
is fun.
And ready to have the show of our lives?
And maybe you heard one when you were in amateur sport, a pump-up speech that you were like, that made us win the game. I'm going to deliver that to Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, give us a call 13 10 60 and get us over the line.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, we're looking for a bit of pump-up. We do have Chemist Warehouse vouchers, if you can pump the guys up. $100 Chemist Warehouse vouchers.
Because we've never had a pre-show pump-up.
We haven't.
And
in
I was
fact,
watching...
we don't have a coach to do that.
I was watching Origin last night. Great of the game. Phil Good. This was him before the game.
There was a passage I read in the Game of Thrones many years ago, a conversation between a father and his son. The son asked the question, is it possible for a man to still be considered brave when on the inside he's truly afraid? To which his father replied, when you're truly afraid, that's the only time a man can be brave.
And I thought that was a bit weird, but I was into it. And then the Veronicas came out and I thought that was weirder.
But you were into it?
I was into it.
Producer Sondra, if you're listening tomorrow, I want that kind of pre-show pump up.
Yes.
Shouldn't it have to be up to our callers to get us up and about?
Guess what? It is Bickers. It is. Rachel, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good.
You sound a bit flat for a coach, Rach. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Rachel,
so
are you gonna...
I'm about to pick the kids up. It's about to go into a different sort of day.
Okay.
I understand your pain. Yep.
Rach, we'll give you some music behind you. You can take it away whenever you're ready.
Yep. What if the only thing standing in your way is you?
This is good.
I mean,
is that it? Is that it, Rach?
Yeah, that's it. Look, honestly, backstory behind that, I was working for a party plan company and my team leader gave me that quote, and then I asked out the guy that I really liked, and now we're 3 years into a relationship.
Aww.
This is the worst pump up I've ever
it's
had.
It's not. That's amazing.
No,
the
that's
only thing standing in Rachel's way of being with the love of her life was her, and she overcame it, and now they're happily married.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm back up and about now. Okay.
Rach, that was inspiring. What? Too much?
Too much.
It was good for me. She hit it right in the feels for me.
Did she?
Maybe you got no heart.
Courtney, hello.
Hello. Now, as a high school teacher, every single hour I have 30 new faces in front of me that are being impacted by my words.
Okay.
You guys have the entire country and the entire world beyond that because of the podcasts and things. Every single word you say makes a difference and has the power to change hearts and minds. So put the damn microphone in front of your face and make every word count.
I'm going to cry.
Courtney! Courtney! Now, do you still think the one before was good?
No, I don't.
No. Courtney, that was amazing. Courtney, I can't. Courtney, stay on the line. Courtney, do you do that type of stuff with your students?
Sometimes it depends on how much they've annoyed me to the point where I snap and they need it.
You'd be terrifying when you snapped, I reckon, Courtney.
Because that was on the verge of snapping.
I can only be so scary.
I didn't know if you were inspiring me or yelling at me or I was in trouble.
I
didn't know what. Yes.
Yes. At one stage,
it was a very strained energy.
Leap out of the phone and slap me just once to fire me up. Courtney, stay on the line.
Katie, that's a hard act to follow, Katie.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, Katie, you've got it. Do we need to fire Katie, do you want me to give you a pump up to give us a pump up?
Yes, please.
Okay, give me a bit of music, please. Katie. You might be the third caller in this, but usually we leave the best caller to last. And if you're listening and you're thinking, hang on, but I've been a caller before and I was first or second. Well, yes, I'm sorry, but we stacked the deck. And Katie, guess what? You are our ace in a hole. So, Katie, you're the third caller, but you're probably the best caller, so don't let us down, all right?
All right, I'm pumped.
Okay,
all right, we're going to give you the music.
Stop the music.
Okay, stop and start it. Yeah, good idea.
Okay. Go for it, Katie.
All right, guys. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to all the cold, sad sack people out there, and we're going to warm them up by getting some fire in our bellies. Tommy and Carrie, are you ready to radio?
We're ready to radio, Katie.
Hang on, can we go back to Courtney? Courtney.
Yeah.
You've won. Congratulations.
Oh, what about Katie?
I won what?
You've got Chemist Warehouse vouchers.
You just won our hearts.
Yes.
Oh.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of our new producers.
That was our web guy moving the microphone.
Burp into the mic. Oh, no. One of our newest producers, Pip, had the very bold suggestion yesterday on our show that we should bin one of our favourite segments. Actually, one of our favourites is a stretch, but a long-running segment we do called The Paper Quiz.
She told us. It was awful.
She says it's horrible, it's boring, and she wants it gone.
Yes.
We put it to the people, and the people have spoken. A web guy, Eli, what are they saying online?
Overwhelmingly, people want us to keep the paper quiz. Some of the comments, one here from Eve said, I love the quiz. I even sit in my car for an extra few minutes as I usually pull up when it's about to start.
Oh, my gosh.
Squirrel Monkey said the paper
quiz. Who said what?
Squirrel Monkey?
Squirrel Monkey.
Yes. Yeah. Said, the paper quiz is my favourite. Get rid of Pippa before you get rid of the quiz.
Oh, my
thanks,
God.
Thanks, Squirrel Monkey.
Pip, how do you feel about this?
Okay. All right, so is it staying? Okay. It's staying only next week. We're going to try it with a dog collar. Buzzing us every time we get it wrong.
When Pip gets bored, she gets to buzz us.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have waited for the feedback before locking that in, but it's happening
now. Let's just spice it up for one week. Hey, coming up next, what went down in the delivery suite? You will not believe it.
Birth?
Yeah, alongside the birth.
Okay, sure.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday, arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Thursday afternoon.
It gets hectic in birthing suites.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thinks the opposite, do they?
No, I'm just stating the obvious.
Yes, well, I remember my friend, girlfriend, said to me, if you find yourself with your partner in the birthing suite, just remember that whatever you say or do in there will be remembered for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but we can do whatever we want in there.
Of course.
And it'll be forgiven for the rest of our lives. But midwives would see a lot.
Mm.
And I was reading an article on Mamma Mia yesterday that made me chuckle a lot. Two Aussie midwives, Tyler Jane and her friend, have gone online and done these little videos of the worst behaviours they've seen from dads.
Great.
In the birthing suite. Have a listen.
Bad dad behaviour in labour. It's when he misses the birth to validate the parking ticket for me. It's when he scrolls on his phone the whole time during labour for me. It's when he asks about when the stretch marks are going to go away while she's on the operating theatre table for me.
I was thinking, that's bad, yeah? But wait
that's
till
pretty
it,
bad.
Wait till but, it gets worse.
Yep, okay.
It's when he poops in the hospital toilet with the door open for me.
Oh.
It's when he goes to the pub with all his mates during the labour for me. It's when he asks if it's going back to normal while I'm suturing for me. It's when he tries to put a hat on the baby whilst it's crowning for me.
I mean, the last one's pretty funny.
It's not funny.
No, sorry.
He's crying. Give him a crown.
Yeah.
But where she says poops with the door open, because they then go on to tell other incidents, and they're just hectic. Like, there's obviously baths, obviously, in birthing suites, but like spas and places where you can give water births, right?
Oh.
And often the dads get in, and then they get out, and they say often the dads then just walk around the suite naked. You just can't do that.
Well,
one of them, they said, was when dads discover that there are more than two holes down there is always a good one for them, because a lot of men don't understand anatomy, and then they're like, wow, what's that in the middle of labour?
I don't know. I don't often know the right things to say to a woman, but I know what's that is never.
One said when she had her first son, she was in labour overnight, and when her breakfast arrived in the morning, she looked up, she woke up and looked up, and her husband was sitting on the recliner eating bacon and eggs watching the Today Show eating her breakfast. But the one that got me that I thought, surely this can't be true, it was when this midwife said she had a dad who was going between his wife's birthing suite and his girlfriend's birthing suite.
Oh, my God.
And she says, yep, true story at the end.
How unlucky is he? Like, the timing of
To be fair, he timed it.
Yes, I guess.
He timed it very well. Yeah. I mean, it saves him having to go back. Yeah. Parking covers both of them.
Well, there would have been a sweet spot where he would have gone, they're the day after each other. This is incredible. Oh, my God.
But that's disgusting. And do the women know that? Where do they think he's going when he pops out of the birthing suite? Just going to the loo and then coming back in again?
What are we doing? Men are pigs? 1360?
I reckon there'd be lots of stuff. Hectic stuff that goes down, funny stuff that goes down in the birthing suite. 131060, you may be a midwife or yourself, you were there with your partner in labour and you can't believe what he did. Give us a call, 131060, what went down in the birthing suite?
Carrie and Tommy, for your Thursday afternoon on 131060, what went down in the birthing suite?
Yeah, midwives have been sharing the just downright stuff that men get up to while women are in labour, like a guy who tried to put a cap on a baby while it was crowning.
I thought we all agreed that one was funny.
No, you agreed it was funny.
That one's kind
you would have got a kick in the head if you tried to do that.
That one's kind of funny.
Dads who have been in the pool with the wife while she's birthing and they just end up walking around naked for the rest of the birth.
What about the girlfriend one?
Yeah, that's probably the most hectic. A dad who was going between his wife's birthing suite and his girlfriend's birthing suite. Alana, can you top that?
Well, lucky for me, I can't. Kind of grateful that I don't have that story. No, my husband had worked all day. We'd been out for dinner with some friends. I had to wait till he finished his coffee before we could go to the hospital. And then I was 3 centimetres dilated when we got there. And then he was really tired, so he did ask me to get up off the bed so he could have a snooze in the beginning. And then after, like, I crossed over the next stage of labor and I started to obviously see the devil, as you do, I woke him up and I was like, help. He's like, oh, really? Now? I was just in such a good sleep.
Oh, Alana, you know how you said you were lucky you weren't with the other guy? I don't know.
He also handed me the chair in the shower as I was crowning and said, here, sit down and I'll get the nurse. I'm like, sit down? You want me to sit down? Probably not now.
I think.
Funny. Yeah, look, he was very helpful after that. But, yes, he did have a little sleep.
Good on him.
He was happy.
Good on you, Alana.
Good on you, Alana. G'day, Aaron.
Hi.
I think it's men are pigs discuss.
They can be.
What did your hubby do, Aaron?
Oh, look, while I was pushing my son out, I was crowning. He took a business call next to me.
Did he? Is that code name for he took a dump or is that? Or
no,
did he actually
literally answered the phone.
Did you scream at him, Aaron, or were you too busy?
Look, there were a few choice words. And he goes, sorry, mate, I'll have to call you back.
Oh. So he didn't secure the deal. At least if he'd made you some cash while you were crowning, would have been worth it.
Please tell me.
Well, it would have, wouldn't it?
He then grabbed a little cap and put it on the crowning head. Good on you, Aaron.
Oh, Heather, you are a midwife. You would have seen a lot.
Oh, I have seen lots and lots.
What's the worst?
I think I have to say that I can top all of that list.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a dad sitting in a chair, you know, with his phone and just thinking he's watching, you know, YouTube videos, that sort of thing.
Oh, no.
But, no, it turns out it was a bit of adult content.
While he's
practicing where he wondered how his wife got pregnant in the first
place. His wife was having contractions, he was watching porn.
Yes, as true as I stand here.
You know how you asked for 131060 when men are pigs?
Mm.
I think that's exactly what we've received here.
Yep.
You can't argue that.
I'm not, mate. No.
But
I'm
why
not.
Are you hesitating?
Because I don't know what to say. Like, what? I've got all the jokes. I've got to not agree with.
So when you're in labour, let's role play.
Yeah.
Don't do what you just did there.
Oh, what's the code for the Wi-Fi?
Carrie and Tommy. Yeah, that's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and we have a cracking idea coming up later in the show, don't we, Vickers?
You have a terrible idea coming up in the show that I think is actually dangerous. You don't know about it yet. Jesse called me about it earlier in the day, and I've expressed my concern.
Why?
Because I think
you usually like harming me.
It was supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah, I have a line, and I think it crosses it.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds dangerous.
And fun.
Coming up next, though.
Yes. Oh, you want me to say it? Yes. Well, I mean, why have you not thought how to tease to it?
No, I just think I feel a bit, I'm embarrassed, that's all.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because I realise it's a bit sad.
No, you just have something named after you and you, I don't think, did you know?
No, and now that I've realised, it's made me realise how much of a loser I am.
Why?
We'll talk about it next.
Okay.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because I did not have you pegged as this.
I did. The more I remember it, I realised that really? It's all me. It's a very big insight into my little brain.
I'm just surprised because I've been mentioning cooking a lot lately.
I know.
And I didn't realise that I wasn't the only aspiring chef in the team.
No, I mean, one of the highlights of my weekend last week was seeing you making beef brisket and turning the beef brisket into one pot pies.
Mm.
They look delicious and I thought I should do that.
Mm. And then what should you do with it? You should write out the recipe and try desperately to get people to publish it.
Okay. So what happened? We were in a meeting the other day.
Yes.
And we were talking, I can't remember how it came out. We're talking about pies. And a very dear old friend of mine who works at the project said, oh, like your pie recipe, Carrie. And I said, my pie recipe? What? She goes, remember the one you submitted to the magazine like 15 years ago? I've still got it.
Yes. I'm looking at it here.
And she went home and dug up Carrie's one pot beef pie recipe.
Yes.
I don't actually remember submitting it.
Oh, are you joking? You even do a star tip. There's a star
use
tip to dice use dice lamb
instead of beef for a slightly different flavour, guys.
Do you think I love that you qualify for a star tip, but you also submitted your own recipe to them.
I just feel like they must have asked.
I wouldn't have just gone,
hey, guys, I've got a one pot pie recipe for you to put in your magazine.
How many times since then have you been asked for recipes?
Not often.
Mate.
No. Not often. It's a good recipe, though. Reading back, and she, my dear friend, sent us the picture and said she made it, and it was quite delicious. It's got
a good recipe.
It's got garlic, bacon rashers, tomato paste, fresh rosemary, puff pastry.
Are you just reading out the recipe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the weird thing is I wouldn't have made up this recipe, so I clearly took the recipe from another recipe book and then sent it into a magazine as Carrie's One Pot Beef Pies.
Yeah, Carrie's One Pot Beef Pies look a lot like Nigella Lawson's One Pot Beef Pies. I bet the star tip was exactly the same as well.
I think you should make them, though. See how they compare to your beef brisket pies.
Okay. I mean, they're Donna Hayes beef brisket pies.
Again.
Yes. I should submit
neither
them.
Of them.
I should submit them as mine. I didn't know you could just do this. Who? What magazine did you send this to? Or you probably,
I don't know. She
you probably
said
don't
she
know,
thinks it
you
was
just,
Woman's Weekly or
you just
Woman's
sent,
Day or
You
something.
Just would have sent it off to everyone.
I didn't send it off
said,
to everybody.
Did you pay them to... Because you know how sometimes people will like pay for their first gig in the hope that they then get more. So
they don't
do you reckon
know
you,
what he pays to get
to be published.
Pays.
Oh, yeah. Did you pay?
No, you get paid a contributing fee, don't you?
I'm just saying now, you reckon it didn't happen yet. You know the ins and outs of it.
No, I mean, I didn't get paid a contributing fee.
You shouldn't for the one.
I am not the only one. If I did indeed do this, I'm not the only one that has sent in stuff to magazines or newspapers to have published.
So are you saying you didn't do this? But
remember Dolly Doctor? They always had like questions from people. They weren't made up, were they?
What did you send in to Dolly Doctor?
I never did send anything in. I always appreciated though the questions because there were things I'd been thinking myself.
How do I get rid of my one pot beef piles?
I want to know from other sad sacks, 13, 10, 60, what did you submit to a magazine or the paper that you wanted published? Call us 13, 10, 60.
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Katy Perry's latest one, that is Electric. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
We are.
Sorry, I got a mouthful of Skittles.
Oh, it's not a mouthful of Carrie Bickmore's one pot beef pie.
No.
Which is the recipe you desperately submitted. Did you ever make it in the first place?
She reckons it was about 15 years ago.
Mm.
So mid-20s.
You would have been on the up and up.
Yeah.
And just desperately trying to get
your... I started on Rove.
Your one pot beef pies.
Into the magazines.
Yes.
I feel like they would have asked for a recipe because it says star tip in there.
They wouldn't have asked.
Actually, I wasn't a star. Oh my God, I didn't add star tip, did I?
Yes.
No. I hope not. Anyway, I'm not the only sad sack out there. Sandra, when did you send something into a mag or a newspaper hoping that they'd publish it?
It's a very sad sack story. I submitted a risotto recipe to the Coles magazine. Like, what a loser. Coles magazine.
I mean, what was the recipe, though? What kind of risotto? Chicken?
A tomato risotto. No, it's actually a great... I was in my early 20s. I was impressionable. I thought it was cool. But the kicker is... is that then a couple months later, I submitted another recipe and it got rejected and I was devastated.
Oh, no. What was the one that got rejected, Sandra?
It's like an enchilada stack kind of thing.
Oh, you should submit, Tommy, your lasagna, nacho lasagna.
Nacho lasagna.
Nacho lasagna. You should submit that.
It wasn't quite finessed to the point.
It's delicious. Okay. Yeah, I reckon Sandra.
I want to ask Sandra, did you get paid?
No, I worked at Coles at the time. they sent a photographer and I got to pose with it.
Oh, that's
so I
cool.
thought I was killing it. I was early 20s and I was like beside myself. And looking back, I just wonder what the hell I was thinking.
Did you think about asking them if they wanted a star tip to go with your recipe?
I should have, but no, I didn't.
Oh, you're awesome, Sandra. What about you, Lauren? When did you write in to a mag or a newspaper wanting them to publish something?
Hi. Well, I was about 16, so about 20 years ago when he was on the rise, and I wrote in a poem to, I can't remember if it was Dolly or Girlfriend, about how much I loved Leighton Hewitt.
Great.
And I won.
Oh,
good
what
on
did
you.
Say? What was it about him that you loved so much, Lauren?
I just really loved him back then, and I can't remember. I think I wrote about his hair, because it was when it was long and in a little ponytail at the back, and his bandana, but I can't remember. But I won, and they paid me, I can't remember what the price, it was I think a $50 voucher, but
not
they
bad.
Never sent it to me.
Oh no, never received it.
I was so excited. Oh, my kids are fighting in the background. I was so excited, and yeah, I never received the payment.
Well, maybe we can make it up to you.
How about a $50 DoorDash voucher? Oh, thanks
awesome.
For DoorDash.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And that's just, all these years later, I've finally been paid for it.
We don't actually have to put it in the post because Lauren's used to not getting it.
Oh, Allie. Oh, that's not nice.
Hey.
That's not nice. She's bothered to call. She's a sad sack. She's called up. We should look out for our fellow sad sack.
It's just for comedy purposes, guys. God, better post that voucher, Jesse. G'day, Allie.
Hi, guys.
What did you submit?
I was about 19 and I had a horror experience with a belly button ring.
Oh, no.
And thought it'd be a great idea to submit it to Dolly Doctor. And then realised that it got published and then all of my friends realised this horrifying story that it happened to my belly button.
Oh,
what?
Oh, because it says your name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does
it? And pictures and all, yeah.
Pictures of your manky belly button?
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
I had a...
what happened?
I used a cheap ring and it basically, this is gross, got an abscess underneath my skin and it was basically like seeping.
Yeah, oh, my
it was,
God.
It was feral. I was hospitalized and then I realized that's what it was, yeah. Because I thought I had some really bad thing in my stomach and turns out it was just an abscess underneath my belly button ring, yeah.
Did it
got published and I thought, well, that backfired.
But at least, how old were you when that happened?
19.
Yeah, teenagers don't remember stuff like that.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's so fun when your kids start talking.
By talking, do you mean swearing?
Or no. That's funny at first. And then when you actually realise they could say it in the outside world, it gets a bit dangerous, you know. But Addie at the moment, she's got the funniest expressions. And I'm not sure if she's getting them from me or from Chris. But yesterday she dropped her bath out of the duck out of the bath.
Yes.
And then she looked down to it and she said, "You okay, mate?" In this real Aussie accent. Then she said to me this morning, "What's wrong?" And I said, "What?" And she goes, "What's up?" And I said, "What's up or what's wrong?" And she goes, "What's up, wrong?" And I was like, okay, so she's obviously heard me saying, "What's up?"
What's
and then
up?
She said to her nana yesterday,
"What's up is so cute.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?" Which is definitely not me.
What's up?
Do I never say what's up?
You say,
"What's up,
yeah,
dark?"
You say, "Yeah, man."
Yeah.
That was what you said the other day. It felt real weird.
And the other day she'd been cramped inside the house all day because it was pouring with rain in the afternoon, like exasperated. She said, "I just got to get out of here." Anyway.
Has she dropped the swearing?
She has. Mm. She still says the bit she says at the beginning, "I say."
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But she's dropped the swearing.
Yeah, because I just found it interesting because just before you said that, you know, you want to stop them swearing in case they say it into the outside world.
Yeah.
But then I also remember that you actually recorded her saying it.
Yeah, it was
and not
funny.
Just brought it to the outside world. Like, you brought it to the whole of Australia. I think we've got it here.
Why did you say that?
Because I say
it's very naughty to say that.
And the next morning I did ask, tell her she couldn't say it anymore. And then she said in a little voice, I not say anymore.
Mate, you just did it.
Didn't you beat me in time? Yeah. I think you just got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Don't check the tapes on that one, Bickers.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This morning, Jesse rang me with the most ridiculous idea
It's
not incredible. Is not the right word. It's irresponsible, and there is absolutely no way you're going to do it. He wanted to prank you with something.
I feel like this is going to result in me somehow doing my DAX. What?
Okay.
Nah.
Tell Tommy what your idea was that we should do.
It was a whole lot of fun, first off.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready for it. If there's anyone that loves fun, it's me.
So right? I saw a video online of a guy who lost a bet, and he said when he lost the bet, part of losing the bet was that he had to eat or drink a sock smoothie.
Oh!
And so I said to Bickens,
what do you mean? So hang on. So a sock that's been like wrung out into a smoothie?
No, that's been
blended
into a smoothie. So then Jesse says, what if we do this thing where we give him a smoothie, get him to taste it, and then he's got to guess what the ingredients are. And I was like, mate.
Would you have preferred knowing or not knowing?
Definitely not knowing.
See?
No, because I was saying, I don't think you can just ingest socks.
But I think you're going to make, I've got this feeling like you're going to make me do it anyway.
No, I'm not making you do it. I don't think you should do it. I think it's irresponsible. What if you get socks stuck in you? Like, I don't think you're meant to eat socks, you know? Like
athlete's soul.
What if it, and it's also
athlete's gut.
A dirty sock that has been brought in.
It'd be weird if
producer Pips, so.
Oh, she said it's clean, but it's been worn. Oh, that makes it better.
Hang on, it's clean, but it's been worn. What does that mean?
As in, I've worn it before, but I've cleaned it since.
Oh, it's not brand spanking new.
No.
But my question is, can you just eat clothes without it affecting your intestines?
Let's see. I feel like if anyone on the team is going to do it, it's this guy puts all sorts of stuff into his body.
Well, I just think it's interesting because I think if you're so keen on it happening, Jesse, why don't you try it?
Mm. Okay, interesting take. I see where you're going.
Mm. Hey, let's play a fun game. Just quickly. Just who's been here the shortest amount of time? Out of the three of us, put your hands up.
Pippa.
Both, no, out of the three of us.
It's her sock, to be fair.
Yeah, actually, Pip, you know how you hated the paper quiz and we put that, we put the video of that on Instagram and a lot of people commented under it. Most of them were saying that they love the quiz and who's this new girl? She should go.
I know, they want me gone. So good.
So is this the way she goes?
What? No. Sock smoothie kills her.
Just fired.
So what about to stay on the team, you drink a sock smoothie? It's your own sock.
I just don't think you can drink clothing, guys. Has anyone Googled whether you'll run a doctor?
You always say this.
Can someone ring a doctor? I don't want to be part of something where someone's ingesting something because then kids will try this at home and
No, we can cover that. Kids, don't try this at home. Done.
I'm not comfortable.
Well, why? Oh, you know what might help you?
What?
Some socks, maybe.
I don't even know how you even make it.
There's a sock in there.
Pip's brought in. That's her NutriBullet from home.
I think this is like planking. It's dangerous. People will die.
Planking was just where you lie on the floor.
Yeah, and then people died, remember? Yeah. They went and planked on buildings and fell off.
I did one of the worst jokes I've done on TV about planking, and I...
What, worst jokes?
That. Yes.
Did you?
Mm.
Oh. Yep. Did you almost get cancelled?
Are you about to do it again on
No, I'm not. I'm stopping myself.
Anyway, so you should decide. This is up to you now how we progress.
I'm not just drinking a sock smoothie.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm not drinking a sock smoothie.
I'm not drinking a sock smoothie unless Tommy does it first.
We'll talk about it next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I didn't think you two could get more ridiculous.
Well, if you have just joined us, sorry, but you're interrupting our Mensa meeting. And the topic of discussion for this week's meeting is, should we drink a sock smoothie? Because, Jesse, you were going to prank me, make me drink a smoothie that has sock in it.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, as part of a dare, some guy made it one of his mates blend a sock with some milk and drink it as a smoothie. And I wouldn't let this be done to you. I want it known that I wouldn't let it be done because I think it's a health issue. I don't think you're meant to ingest sock.
How good is it going to be when we get Bickers with a sock smoothie next week? Yeah. She would not be expecting it at all. She'd be like, no way.
And Jesse's agreed to do it if you agree to do it. I don't want any part to play in this.
But
so
Tommy
much
also
so,
said that he would prefer to have not known.
Yeah.
So no, that's because he doesn't know the risks. Joining us on the line is a doctor who works in emergency medicine, yes. Dr. Andrew Rochford.
Great
welcome.
Man. Hello, guys. How are you going?
We're in a bit of a pickle. Bickers is worried that ingesting a sock is bad for you. Is that true?
I think firstly I want to understand how you got to the point where that's a question that's required to be asked.
Yeah, I think it's been years in commercial radio, Doc. That's what.
You know what? That's probably a good enough answer. Is it safe? I think the key here is, and I'm trying to figure out whether there is an actual proper answer to this. The problem with humans is that we have gastric juices in our stomach. They've got a pH of about 1, so they're pretty good at actually dissolving most things.
Right.
So as long as it's blended, it's not a choking hazard. As long as you've blended enough. Theoretically, you could actually ingest it. Is it good for you? No.
But it won't do them any harm?
Well, no, potentially could. It depends. There's a whole bunch of other things. So the stuff that lit. So is it a worn sock?
Is this
a sock that's
pre-worn but been washed?
Yes.
I mean, so being washed probably means it's killed most of the things that live between your toes. Because there's a lot of stuff that's on the outside. Well, there's a lot of stuff on the outside of your body that's not meant to be on the inside of your body, like the bugs and the fungus and all the other things that live between your toes.
But what the sock's made out of, the cotton, wouldn't actually hurt your system.
Well, I think there is a not if you eat it, like if you actually could swallow a sock without it being blended, there is a chance you'd end up with a bowel obstruction. But if it's blended up, it'll probably be dissolved and you'll probably pass it. I mean, think about the things that kids eat. I mean, children ingest so many things.
Is that where all my socks go? Because I'm just looking for the other one.
Potentially.
Doc, is it a factor that the producer who has given us this sock is Pippa, and I think she's one of the cleaner members of the team, and I've just seen on the bottom of the sock, it's actually a country road sock. Is it possible that this might actually be fine?
There is nothing fine about this, Tommy. Yeah. I don't think you can actually.
That's what I wanted to hear. The medical guy is saying don't do it. No,
the medical guy's not saying don't do it. Doc, you're not saying don't do it.
Wait, there's two different guys here. The medical guy, yeah, he's saying no. But me, I'm saying yeah. I want to see what happens.
Okay, off you go. Rochi, you make your decision then.
I've just got one more question for you. You've obviously done medicine for a large chunk of your life, but you've also done entertainment for a large chunk of your life. How does this rate on your entertainment scale?
You know what? The funny thing about medicine, it is a lot of the time very entertaining. You know, I have plenty of stories I can't share now about things that people have put inside them. Yes. And this is just another one of those stories. But yes, it's entertaining.
I mean, of all the stories, I think it's better that Tommy's on the end of this story, not some of the other ones, because I've heard those stories and they are hectic.
And you've got to pretend you fell on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't see it there. He's doing it. Well, I don't know if you should.
It's Jesse's
doing
it.
I don't want to.
No, I said if you do it first, then I'll do it second.
We won't make you be part of this. Then you can have plausible deniability. Rochi, thank you.
Thanks, Rochi.
Oh, yeah, no, this isn't covered by my medical license.
No,
none of this.
Okay, we'll let you go. The blender started.
We've just had sock juice being sprayed everywhere.
Did you do it up properly?
Pippa, why did you get disgusted? It's your sock.
Did you do it uptight?
Is that the first time you've used your blender, Pip?
Oh, I can smell plastic burning.
Oh, because you're not meant to blend socks.
Did you? Oh, Pippa, you got to cut
sock
it up first.
The sock is tangled around the blade of the NutriBullet, and it's not blended at all.
I've got Okay. Stuff to do, guys.
No, you don't. We're on air.
Producer Bell is saying, hey, let's just keep this over for the next break.
Yeah, let's come back and do it later in the show.
I've already dedicated enough time
to good tease. Stay around. Will we drink sock?
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and if you are just joining us, what a time to join this show.
Be alive. What a time to be alive.
Welcome back to MasterChef.
Not much longer for these two.
What are we cooking up in the kitchen today, Bickers?
You have made a sock smoothie.
I have. This was not my idea.
It was Jesse's idea.
But I flagged with you and you said yes, bring it.
I said that
I was
not
making us do this.
Not turn this around on me. I'm the only one with any smarts in this group. And I'm telling you, it's dangerous to drink a sock smoothie.
And then you got a doctor on to give us the go-ahead.
To say that it was okay.
Yeah. The go-ahead. The medical side of him said
and
you shouldn't do this.
And now you're threatening to hit Pippa if she doesn't fire up the Nutribullet.
I can't believe you haven't even added honey
or
cinnamon.
Don't hit Pippa!
Okay. Oh, my God.
Last time we did this, it was burning plastic, so.
Okay.
The sock is blending.
Pippa's giving
while
us a very good
while the sock's blending,
nod.
13, 10, 60, if you want to play Alpha Sense, we're going to do that next.
Well, not unless the sock kills us before then.
I can't.
Why
this
are
is
we...
just ridiculous. This.
I
It's around the blade again.
It's not pureeing, guys. Well, isn't that just weird that a sock doesn't want to break down into a smoothie?
Ugh.
So it's not fully pureeing,
which
is a great message so that no one else tries it's this because this is just so dumb.
It just tastes like milk. It's fine. Yeah. Go ahead.
Why?
I don't know why. Mate, you don't have to do this.
No, not if
you
it's got
make
bits
Jesse
in it.
Go first. Why are you going first?
Okay, that was the deal. I would only do it if he does it first.
But are you going to definitely do it?
Only if...
I'm leaving the studio. I don't want a part to play this. I feel like this is irresponsible.
Should we just pretend? Can I just coat it around my mouth?
Just give me some stash.
I'm just doing it.
Oh, she
can. Can she hear us out there? Damn it. Even when we whisper like this. I'm just drinking the salt.
Just a couple of geniuses. Oh! Yeah!
A cord of it got caught in my throat. And Jesse, you've got to drink it now. I'm really sorry, mate, but you've got to drink it now.
I
don't care. Just come around here and have a quick sip of your sock smoothie, mate. And remember, while you're drinking it, this was your idea. This was your idea to
Carrie
do today. This was your idea to do today. I don't know why Carrie's done this. Just have a big sip, big old sip. Just there you go.
Oh my God.
Play a song. Is Bickers left? No, she's here.
If she hasn't, the whole audience has.
Really good stuff, guys.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about. Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Why win dollars when you can make cents, Bickers?
Cherie, how do you feel about winning 10,000 cents today?
I'm not going to pass up the opportunity.
Mm.
Smart woman. Cherie, how good are you with your ABCs?
Oh, look, I'm not going to lie. Hopefully I'm all right.
Specifically the letter J, actually, yes. Cherie. J is what you're working with today. You've got one letter, 10 topics, 30 seconds to try and win the 10,000 cents. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, start the clock. A car brand.
Jeep.
A female movie star.
Jennifer Lopez.
A country.
Japan.
A boy's name.
Jason.
Something you'd keep hidden.
Pass.
Something orange.
Jacket.
A male music artist.
Justin Timberlake.
A month.
January.
A five-letter word.
James.
An Australian politician.
Pass.
Something you keep hidden.
I tell you what, Cherie, that was so good.
I know. 8 out of 10, right.
It means you don't get the 10,000 cents, but you still get 100 cents. For each correct answer. So you've got 800 cents, Cherie. That is all yours.
Oh, thanks so much.
An Australian politician could have been Julia Gillard, John Howard, Joe Hockey. Something you keep hidden. Journal, Cherie. Journal. Junk.
Junk.
You keep junk hidden. Oh, yeah, because your junk.
Your junk. Keep your junk hidden, yes.
I'm sure your junk's fine, though, Cherie.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.